Well, it was abbreviated, but it was a shutout. In baseball news, the Red Sox got home runs from David Ortiz and Jose Iglesias in a 3-0 victory over the Yankees that was stopped after 5.5 innings because of rain Sunday night. Elsewhere in the American League, Tampa Bay cruised ahead of Cleveland 11-3, Baltimore doubled up Detroit 4-2, Minnesota blanked Seattle 10-0, Texas beat Kansas City 3-1, Houston passed the Angels 5-4, and Oakland shut out the White Sox 2-0. Checking the National League, it was Miami over the Mets 11-6, Pittsburgh bounced Cincinnati 5-4 in 11 innings, Philadelphia won against Milwaukee 7-5, Atlanta doubled up Washington 6-3, St. Louis fell to San Francisco 4-2, Arizona defeated the Cubs 8-4, and Colorado beat the Dodgers 7-2. Lastly, in interleague play, Toronto won against San Diego 7-4 in 11 innings. In the NHL playoffs, the Chicago Blackhawks are enjoying a 2-0 lead in the NHL's Western Conference Finals after their 4-2 win over the Los Angeles Kings. Moving over now to the NBA playoffs, the NBA has fined Indiana Pacers center Roy Hibbert $75,000 for using a gay slur and cursing during his news conference after Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. This comes before the Pacers take on Miami tonight for Game 7 at 8:30. In golf news, Matt Kuchar hung on for a 2-shot win in the PGA's Memorial Tournament. He finished 12 under par after a final round 4 under 68. Tiger Woods finished a terrible weekend of golf with an even par 72 to finish well off the pace at 8 over. In tennis news, women's top seed Serena Williams has breezed into the quarterfinals of the French Open with a 6-1, 6-3 win over Italy's Roberta Vinci. The win extended her career best winning streak to 28 matches. And finally, in NASCAR news, Tony Stewart won at the Dover International Speedway. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.